6 minutes past 11, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
As we always say every week, Darren, we are very delighted to be able to ask people personally to come and share their stories. I'd like you to tell our listeners about our next wonderful guest, because she is a very close colleague.
Well, early this morning, we did talk a bit about the finalists of the Community Broadcasting Association Awards, and one of those finalists has joined us in studio. Good morning, Divya Saxena. Now, just before I go on, Divya is presenter of the What's Going On show on a Tuesday morning with Peter Knockhart. Good morning, Divya. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me here today.
And what a nice, bright bubble of a person, your personality. listeners, this wonderful young lady, Deborah, has come from university. It's her final week. She's got big exams next week, and yet she comes and tells her story about what she's done for millions of people. It's a great story, so thanks for sharing it with and doing law and communications. That's pretty tough stuff.
Well, that connects well into radio, I think, as well.
It does.
It does, and I understand you do social media for the business that you work in at the moment.
Yeah, so I'm working at this great non-for-profit organisation called Uniting, and I do a little bit of public relations with them. I manage the social media, so it's a lot of, you know, I do radio over here at Alive 90.5, I do social media and PR over there. My uni is full of like talking, so yeah, lots of communication all round.
And Gillian was saying a bit earlier this morning about how you got the opportunity to do this online content piece. Can you lead us through a bit of that and how you got into it and being the producer of it? And if I say it right, it's the Vivida dance series, is that right?
The Vivida dance series, yes. So that's Vivida. Basically, the story of the project came about from Gillian herself. So Alive 90.5 FM got a grant from the Cumberland Council to basically, you know, promote the Hindu culture, to, you know, acknowledge like dancing and, you know, acknowledge the richness of Indian culture. And so Gillian came up to me and she said, you know, what could we do with this money? And, you know, I have a background in Indian dancing. I've produced lots of dance videos before on YouTube, which have been quite successful. I know how to produce digital content. And obviously with my, you know, experience in social media and all of that, I know how to tap into the consumer's mindset. So I thought with, and this is before COVID, mind you, but I thought, why don't we do a digital dance production where we showcase the diversity and richness of the Indian culture? So not just Bollywood dancing as people think of when they think of Indian dancing, but there's so much more. There's classical dance forms, there's contemporary dance forms. There's so much within India. So we've done a four-part digital dance series production accompanied by a trailer, which kind of outlines the purpose of the series, and we kind of put it together with the money of Cumberland Council, did it with obviously the help of Alive 90.5 FM, and it's produced the Vivida Dance Series, which is nominated for the CBAA Awards.
Congratulations, well done.
Thank
for that.
Thank you.
And we really congratulate you on doing such a great production that's, I understand, reached over a million people. You might be able to give a bit more of a detail there on how much it's reached people out there. And as we were saying before earlier, Jim, these awards are not just Hills or Sydney. They're national awards. So congratulations to be up there in the top four or five of the best online content produced over the year by a community radio station.
Thank you. Well, I guess with the reach of the series, I mean, as I said, I've done dance videos before. They've like hit over a million views on YouTube. It's been quite cool to see how, you know, we can hit certain dance forms or hit certain hashtags, which reaches different people. But I think with the Vivida dance series, what I did is I created a media release and we did a lot of marketing around the Vivida dance series. So I reached out to the local newspapers such as Parramatta Advertiser, the Hills Shire and all of that, who covered the Vivida dance series. But we also reached out to influencers on social media. So there's one influencer called Roe Singh. She's an Indian influencer, but she's huge in Australia. She's got about 800k followers on Instagram, and she shared all of our series. A lot of people got to know about our content through that influencer. And so we tapped into a few influencers. We went to a few media outlets, and together, I think that's what kind of made the 1 million reach.
Tell us a bit about those different social media platforms. A lot of our listeners probably know well Facebook because they're probably following their grandchildren on there.
Yeah.
but Instagram, for those who don't know it, why Instagram or what is it?
Well, I think Instagram's a great platform to put all visual content on. So it's very different to Facebook in terms of Facebook is very, you can do written posts, you can accompany it with visual posts. And whilst Insta is similar to Facebook in terms of you can repurpose that same content on Facebook through Instagram, I think I love Instagram because it's mainly visual. So you communicate your story through visual platforms. You can do videos, which reaches a lot of people. I think by including hashtags, you can reach out to people globally, which is so great and which is what made Vivid Our Dance Series so huge. I think Insta is really great in terms of reaching other people in the society as well. I think Facebook, you're just limited to friends, if I may say so. But Insta, you can. I reached out to Rowi Singh, for example. I don't even know her. She's a huge influencer, but I reached out to her just by, you know, sending a DM, by putting hashtags in, and she saw the content and it got noticed. So I think it's a really large networking tool, and you know, you reach a lot of people through Instagram basically just visually. So I think that's what's so great. It's just, it's not written content that people can read. It's just, you know, very easy visual content, either videos or photos or carousels, which is really great.
It's amazing how you've brought your dance skills and your media and communication skills all together in this project to be the success it is. What was your favourite part of doing the project?
You know, Darren, I think just managing the entire thing. I don't think I've ever done a project. So as you guys know, I just said I do a lot of different, like I do radio, I do this social media work. They're very distinct parts of my life, and I like compartmentalise and separate all of those elements of my life. But I think the Vivid Our Dance Series forced me to kind of push everything together, and by managing it from a top level point of view and by maintaining communication not only with the council but by the dancers and all of that, that really helped me. And you know, doing the budget, doing the timeline, just maintaining communication with council people, that was really difficult but very challenging in the end.
You've got a lot of energy. You sound wonderful, and it's really been a fantastic interview to hear your story. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? This is going to be a stepping stone, and when they read out the finalists and you've won it, where do you want to go?
I guess I just want to keep reaching people. I think my whole purpose through the Vivid Our Dance Series has really become my personal purpose, which is to increase diversity in the media, to get authentic representation in the media, so we get, you know, actual voices from different cultures and make Australia as multicultural as it can be. So I think from here on, I'm just gonna continue pushing for more authentic, diverse content, whether it be through dancing or radio or social media or any of the elements, and keep pushing that purpose.
Do you have any little secrets for next year, for 2021, you're working on?
Oh, I do.
Just
have
tell us, just tell Darren and myself.
Just on the radio, publicly. No, yeah, I'm looking to go overseas, and kind of, you know, go into Asia and like get all of those, do proper Indian classical training through a scholarship program. Oh, I don't want to get into it too much, but basically I just want to go into Asia, get that authentic skill set and bring it back to Australia and use that to promote diversity in the media.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds exciting. Thanks for joining us today on Spotlight with Darren and Jim. It's been a real pleasure to interview you and to hear your story. We wish you all the very best in your exams and in the awards. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Alive 90.5.